support. Love, CKUT.
All right.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
We are so close. Close to making it through 2020, guys. We're so close. Oh my god. If we just got a few more days and it's over, and then I don't know what 2021's gonna bring, but it won't be 2020 anymore. You got this? I got this. We can do it. We can get through it. I promise you, we can do it.
Nah, no vacancy. Last time see up on FaceTime, chatting up the place, boating on my relationship. Me, I go put you on lockdown. I put your body on lockdown. You got me on lock now. You got my person on lock. Oh, if you love me, you should let me. You should let me. You should let me know. And if you don't know, better feel let me. Better feel let me. I better you let me go. Pulling up, pulling up, pulling up. Nobody deal with the bugger and talking. Me nothing now, we are chilling in the apartment. Hope you don't mind me asking. Where will we go? When the quarantine thing done and everybody touch road. Mommy, me gonna start. Pull up in a fast car, yeah. I know fast start. Make you want the fast part, yeah. I know you're feeling me. You know I'm feeling. Say you want travel, we go hope valley. Say you hope in your love and not just no tally. Make my heart full of some love you totally. Do my own thing, I'm in a trouble nobody. I'm watching out for the patio. And they did the neighbor, them watch me now. Swing on me no miss like Pacquiao. What you feeling for hot coffee, yo? What you know, what you know. All you want talk but don't much money. Yeah, anything you want coffee got the money. Yeah, me give you my heart.
See what you carry. No more in the money. Make a body gone. Give it to me sharply. Rose for me. Baila, mommy. I could do this all my long. Don't go, babe. Carry me the go, babe. Carry over, no, babe. Shake it in the end about you. Don't go, babe. Carry me the go. Your body moving, you put your body into it. I can see why.
what you doing, oh, 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 babe, carry me, they go, babe, carry over, no, babe, shade it in the end about you.
It's why you are the one and only Mr. All My Talks, so All My Looks. And right now you're listening to the Morning Detour Show on CKUT Radio. You done anything already, yeah?
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh boy, oh boy. 2 days away from 2021. Montreal, my city. I want everyone to just take a deep breath. Let's all take a collective deep breath together. We've made it through one of the most challenging years. And I use the word challenging very cavalierish. This has been an... Oh, man. I got to step back from the mic, Kate. I know you guys were expecting your regular recording. But today, this Wednesday, December 30th, it's a special. The Morning Detour's taking over the best duo in radio. Myself, Weezy Moonchaser, my partner in crime, Soke in the building. We're going to do the 2020 wrap-up. Kate, I don't even know where to start. Montreal, my city. We are from The Morning Detour. We air every Friday on CKUT, the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Every Friday from 7 to 9, you can hear myself and Kate. But no, this week, Kate, we're on a Wednesday. How are you feeling so far? You're 2 days away from 2021.
You know what? I'm feeling great because, you know, black people got their superpowers on December 21st.
You guys know? I did. No, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I did feel pretty good yesterday. I did feel pretty good. Yeah, I did feel pretty good when that day popped up. So I did feel pretty good. I don't know if it was the retrograde or this magical black power that you're talking of. But man, 2020. A lot of people think that going to 2021 is going to be a difference. Things are going to change. This year, the overview of this year. This year, Kay, well, for all of us, it started off, you know, amidst of the death of Kobe Bryant. When that happened, you know, we were already starting to see, you know, the effects of COVID as we got into 2020 here in January. And then Kobe died. And that, you know, that really hit me, Kay. Kobe died. Then we lost Pop Smoke.
Yeah.
And then the COVID thing. Then we had the lockdown. And, you know, us in our generation, have we been locked down and confined to our houses? And then we had the whole battle about COVID. And then we had the elections of Trump. And then we had like this quasi-summer that some of us had. A lot of people lost loved ones. A lot of people lost their homes. A lot of people lost their jobs. This has been a test in resilience. For me, Kay, I viewed us as a society being tested, as a humanity being tested. And they always say, when your back is pushed against the wall, Kay, you can really see what you're built for. You can really see the character that you have within yourself. 2020 has been one of those, boy. 2020 has been one of those. But there's been some silver linings. A lot of people have Yeah, for sure. A lot of people have found their way creatively. A lot of people, there's been a lot of newborns, K, as well. So life has been brought into this beautiful world. A lot of people found a new passion in life. A lot of people took the time of the lockdown to learn a new skill, to read some books, to connect more with family members. A lot of seniors learned how to use the internet, so now they could do video chatting as well. Man, what a year it's been. What a year it's been. What has stood out the most for you in 2020, K?
I think, like you said, one thing that stood out the most to me is the fact within all of this crazy lockdown situation, one thing that really marked me in 2020 was the rise of activism in our generation. We've always been a generation of activists on social media, but it was beautiful to see that many people across the world stand up for Black people everywhere. There was something powerful, because it's like there's a pandemic out there, but people were out here marching with masks on and, you know, their signs saying Black Lives Matter, stop killing Black people. I think there was something powerful about this, because it's like, even though all of this is happening, we're still going to march and still going to fight for what we stand for. And it's just, I'm glad that we haven't lost that part of us, which is making us fight for things we believe in. But I think that's the one highlight from 2020 for me.
I love that you said that, because one of the underlying storylines in the midst of this world pandemic is this fight that, you know, a lot of us in the Black community took on differently this year. When I say differently, you know, we've marched since the 60s. We've had protests. We've banned certain things. We've tried to mobilize as a unit, as a group, and I'm speaking about the Black community. But this year, obviously we had the George Floyd shooting. We had the Breonna Taylor. I know I'm missing a few. The gentleman that got killed by just running around, what's his name? His name is Ahmaud Arbery as well. We got to mention that as well. So you saw these things happen, and what I felt was different in 2020 amongst us in the Black community is the fact that the young people took on the mantle as activism. The young people galvanized. The Black Lives Matter, it grew out of what it was initially was and became this world emblem for justice, for peace, for understanding of our Black culture. And that's one of the things I love the most about 2020. Even though it came at the sacrifice of some of our brothers and sisters, it was beautiful to see the young people, beautiful to see different members of our community, different leaders of our community come together and say, you know what, enough is enough. Systemic racism in institutions, in the police, you know, people are screaming for police reform, not only here in Canada, but around the world. Enough is enough. Enough is enough, and I think this year that was one of the underlying storylines, which is systemic racism across the country and across the world. What I'm a little bit sad about as we got into the colder months here, and I'm specifically talking about Montreal, is that I'm seeing the momentum kind of slow down a little bit. I know the weather's not conducive to us marching outside, but we still have the internet. We still have all these different platforms that we can still get our message out. We can still keep this conversation going. Because those that want to keep up the status quo, they want us to give up. They want us to get tired, and we just got to keep focused on the message. And the goal is to abolish systemic racism. I'm going to speak for myself as a Black man. I'm not looking for handouts. I'm not looking for them to pave the way for me. I just want even kill. I'm just looking for equity. I just want a fair shot for the job, a fair shot to do what I do. And that's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a handout at all. We're just looking for some form of equity. We just want to be fair across the board.
No, for sure. And I think one of the reasons that led us to like have the movement, that led the movement to kind of slow down, like you said, obviously the cold here in Montreal. But outside of that, it's also the fact that we are, like you said, many people lost loved ones. Many people lost their jobs. And I can understand how it can be difficult dealing with your mental health, because you still have to make sure that you're good and then still fighting for things that you believe in, because sometimes you're just fighting to get out of bed.
Yeah.
I know that during this pandemic, a lot of people were actually struggling. I know that there was a lot of, there's some lines that are put in place in different countries that you can call if you don't feel good, if you feel suicidal and things of that nature. I know that they've received more calls this year. Psychologists and therapists have seen like crazy amounts of bookings in there. You know, they receive crazy amounts of bookings. So we also need to understand that this pandemic really affected the world and humans in a way that I don't think, my dad is 68 years old, and he told me multiple times, I have never seen something like this before, even when it comes to the economy or just people in general and the way they feel. And you know, Christmas was just a few days ago, and I know a lot of people were not in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Well, you know, I never am, but I was this year. But I'm just saying, we're locked down, we're confined, only a limited amount of people. But I love what you're talking about, mental health, because even though for the last couple of years, mental health has been a hotbed issue, it was even more so prevalent during the pandemic because people were just confined to their houses. So unless you're like myself or yourself, where we're extra creative, we don't have a shortage of work. But a lot of people were going through it. A lot of people that live alone, a lot of people that can't connect with their loved ones, can't connect with their partners. It took on a toll. And we had many, many different guests on the Morning Detour, like Dr. Khan, that opens up his resources to guide people. And I just want people to understand, like, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling somewhat affected by this, there are resources there to help you. There are people there that are in place. And if you need someone to talk to, there's someone there for you. You can reach out to us at the Morning Detour. It'll be our pleasure to pass on the resources to you guys out there. We took on the challenge coming out of the lockdown when we started in March, being locked down, not being able to go into the studio, us at the Morning Detour, myself and Kay. We took on the challenge to try, even though in Mr. Cole, we try to give you guys great content. We try to give you guys informative shows, fun shows, not to draw laughter out of it, but just try to find a silver lining in this. Because no matter what, we were going to go through this world pandemic. So if we're going to go through this, we just want to reassure you guys we were going to go through this together. And myself and Kay, we were going to guide you guys with the proper information in terms of the vaccine, in terms of different politics going on. I still feel somewhat awkward, Kay, that we're fighting this world pandemic and still in Quebec, we have a language war going on. We have funds going to the Language Commission as well. We still have people, we talk about it ad nauseum on the Morning Detour on Fridays. We still have people protesting against the mask. I'd like to first, before we introduce some of our guests that we're going to have on our 2020 wrap-up, I think it's very important that we mention, I want to shout out to all the frontline workers, all the essential workers. Me, myself, I work at the hospital, but I don't work on the floor. I'm not actively touching patients, but I have a lot of friends that are nurses. I have a lot of friends that are PABs. I have a lot of people that are doctors that I'm friends with. And a lot of them haven't had no time off since it started, since January 2020.
No, we need to give them their flowers. We need to be able to make them feel appreciated. I know that there's a lot of businesses in Montreal that offered services for free. I know it was haircuts. Mm. You had free food delivered. Because these are people that did not rest from we started entering the pandemic in March.
And still now, okay. Still now, okay.
Yeah, still now. And especially, I know that there's a resurgence of numbers actually currently. So I know that they are tired. So I just... You remember at the beginning of the pandemic, we were applauding them at a certain time. I think it was 7 p.m. I know it was a small gesture, but I think it also showed that we understand that you are here fighting for us.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that we make them feel appreciated because, they did a lot. And then other thing that I wanted to mention, I think I never thought that social media would be able to make some people like that live alone. I live alone, for example. This allowed me, social media or even my iPhone and FaceTime allowed me to stay in contact with family and make sure that everybody was okay. So like you said, certain elderly people were able to, stay in contact with their family. I think it's very important. And if we can take one thing out of 2020, I would say take time for the people that you love, because this year really showed us that, things could just literally stop in one moment.
Yes, sir. Ain't that the truth? The whole year was flipped on this head. So, okay, we paid all the bills. We shout out everybody. You already know. It's me and Kay. You know how we wrap things up. For the next 2 hours, we're going to give you guys the best hits from 2020. But we also did some wrap-up lists. Now, Kay, I've always... I knew it would come a point where I'm going to have to do a wrap-up show. I'm happy I'm doing it with you. But we have some guests. So, Kay, you're going to do a segment on...
I'm going to do a little bit of social media, what happened this year, and some music, always important, even if it was a little bit different this year.
You better be talking about Tory. I want to talk about Tory.
don't spoil it for people. Let them listen to the whole show, though.
And we also have a producer of The Morning Detour, Lorena. She's going to do a segment on black women who made history in 2020. I think it's very important. A lot of black women did some amazing things in 2020. So, we try to highlight things, We try to give people their flowers early. We don't want to be late to the party. And of course, I had to bring the guru of the game. He is the king of podcasts and broadcasting. His podcast, Geektastic Cypher, is number 3 on the Cult Montreal list of podcasts. So that's a good look. He's part of Free Agents Media, a beautiful platform of podcasts from around the city and, of course, from around the country. So you can find that online. We have Mr. Doc Holliday. He's going to give us the wrap-up on TV and cinema because, boy... The game, nobody's going to the theater. Cineplex want to close. Oh, man, so much things is going on. We're talking about streaming. We're talking about TV shows. Doc is a great, he's an aficionado when it comes to TV and cinema. So, you know, listen, man, it's going to be a good wrap-up. I still can't believe it's done already. And people think that because the year is done, we're about 2 days away from January 1st, that 2021 is going to be different. COVID's still going to be here. But you know what? We are strong people. We are strong human beings. We are resilient. We are going to make our way through this, and it's going to go down. So, you know, without further ado, let's play some banging hits. I don't know what we're going to start with, but I have everybody in this. We're going to play some of the top songs from 2020, from The Weeknd, from Tory, from Future, from Division. Listen, everybody's on this, man. I try to do my best. You know, I'm DJ Moon One on Fridays. So, Montreal, my city, is the Morning Detour Special 2020 wrap-up. Weezy and K. It's December 30th. We're 2 days away from January 1st. And this is the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
There has been no war that we have not fought and died on the front lines of. There has been no job we haven't done. There's no tax they haven't levied against us, and we've paid all of them. But freedom is somehow always conditional here. You're free, they keep telling us. But she would have been alive if she hadn't acted so free. Freedom is always coming in the hereafter. But you know what, though? The hereafter is a hustle. We want it now.
This is a coordinated activity happening across this nation.
Good morning.
And so we are in a state of emergency. Black people are dying. We cannot look at this as an isolated incident.
My mama's still sick. Ain't shit new. Nah. Ain't much change. The hood's still blue. Riding with a dirty chopper, but the wood's still new. If they catch you off at Wendy's, they might kill you too. Yeah. George still dead. Breonna still gone. Ahmaud Arbery, now he never made it home. 40 million unemployed. What the fuck is going on? Let's burn this bitch down. Rebuild it like it's wrong. I take out the news. R.I.P. Lil Marlo. They just killed a baby. Took a breath with a hollow. Only in America, they drinking straight up out the bottle. Racism, no chaser. That's some hard shit to swallow. I'ma pray for Shytown. It's going down like Beirut. They wanna make us third world, that's why they sending in the troops. Send them somewhere where they know they gon' shoot. I can smell war, that's why I'm lacing up my boots. Let's go.
Do what you say. This country is supposed to be about the land of the free for all. It has not been free for black people, and we are tired. Don't talk to us about looting. America has looted black people. America looted the Native Americans when they first came here.
Went to sleep a black man, woke up a black king. Feeling like LeBron when that nigga won his ring. I think I own a castle, I can see it in my dreams. I gotta pay the mortgage, so I hit a couple schemes. Fist scam, nigga? Yeah, seafood diet. Heard it's a drought, we gon' motherfucking riot. Young thug dog, yeah, I'm motherfucking tired. Dear Mr. President, you motherfucking fired. Can't vote for Donald, cause that nigga don't feel us. Can't vote for Donald, cause that nigga gon' kill us. Black lives matter till a nigga need a loan. Credit score good till a nigga want a home. Get me on that front line, you can get me in them streets. Yeah, I'm killed the little homie, defund the police. Try to make a star rise, cause they know we gon' loot. I'm ready for the war, that's why I'm lacing up my boots. Yeah.
So if you are not coming to the people's defense, don't challenge us. When young people and other people who are frustrated by the people you hate, you are paying instigated to be among our people out there, throwing rocks, breaking windows, and burning down buildings. And so young people are responding to that. They are enraged, and there's an easy way to stop it. Arrest the cops. Charge all the cops. Not just some of them. Charge them in every city across America where our people are being murdered.
At the same time, all the corruption and justice, the same crimes, always a problem if we do war, don't fight, and we die, we don't have the same right. What is a gun to a man that surrenders? What's it gonna take for someone to defend her? If we all agree that we're equal as people, then why can't we see what is evil? I can't breathe. You're taking my
the time. Destruction of minds, bodies, and human rights. Stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing because we do not seek revenge. We seek justice. We are past fear. We are fed up eating your shit because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, see us. We can't breathe.
Like your thirst. so let you work me. I let you finish on a cat session on me. Bust down on your future baby mommy. Fucking in the whip top off. Do it quick, dick drop off. Guess your old bitch is all talk. I ain't never seen it down south. Goddamn, I wanna undress you. I wanna impress you, but I ain't gon' stress you. I wanna undo the things I said before. There might have been this wedding cheers.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Welcome back to the 2020 wrap-up on the Morning Detour. This is Soke. I'm here with Weezy, Lorena, and Brian. And today we're going to talk about a little bit of what happened in music and on social media in 2020. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things I wanted to start with, which was, I guess, devastating to the hip-hop world, was when Pop Smoke was murdered in February, because that happened very early on during the year. And a lot of people were mourning. That was a very sad... I feel like 2019, 2020 were very sad years when it comes to losses and people that died in the music industry. So, you know, I thought I wanted to start with that. There was also the fact that Kanye West announced that he was trying to become president of the United States in 2020. He announced that in July. And another little highlight that I have was when Tory Lanez was actually arrested for felony assault with weapon in a shooting incident with Megan Thee Stallion. So these were little, you know, little highlights I thought were interesting to talk about this year. I don't know if you guys have anything to say about...
No, no. Well, listen, where do we start?
Yo,
now, first of all, I feel we don't do enough episodes about Kanye. I think Kanye, like LeBron James, one of the most interesting guys ever. Can we agree here, finally, that in all the years that we've been listening to hip-hop, I guess what, Doc will be the oldest person here? No, maybe Lorena. I don't know who's older. But we've been listening to at least... We have a good, what, 35 years under us of hip-hop listening? Can we agree that aside from Prince, I don't even know if Lorena would categorize Prince as a hip-hop artist. He's just a musical artist.
He's not a musical artist.
Yes. Okay. I'll take it even further. Since Prince, Kanye has to be the most interesting musical artist of all times. Can we agree on that? Interesting. Not whether you like him or not.
You mean how eccentric he is?
No, you don't have to say all of that. You don't have to say all that. But I'm talking about interesting. I'm talking about the fact that you've never told yourself, man, I'm bored, man. Man, you know, Kanye's doing the same old. You never looked at Kanye and be like, oh, I've seen it already. You've never had that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's never a dull moment with Kanye.
Yeah. Why would y'all jump on there with me?
I'll admit his first and second album had a similar style, and then from then on, every album has been something very different.
Yeah.
Which I will appreciate. I will give him that. Okay.
Yeah. The presidential campaign, though, was... I think for me was one of the funniest thing I've seen on the internet, because social media was just not letting it go, and it was beautiful.
But he was serious though, and that's the wild thing. Like, we joked about it prior to him doing it. I know Kay and Rick was kind of looking at me like, nah, it's not gonna happen. And then when it happened, I was so happy because I'm like, yes, Kay, I told you he was gonna do it. He's dead serious. But more importantly, Kanye doing that shows that, yo, anything you want to do, man, just go out there and do it. I was about to swear, but I forgot we're on radio. And we're on Wednesday, so it's different. It was like, is the Detour, is it Friday? It's Wednesday. Pop Smoke, you like the album, Doc?
I listened to it. I'm not...
It's a gun shooter rap?
Yeah, so that's one of the things, right? Like, I grew up listening to hip-hop. I listened to the classics. I listened to all these dudes. You know, Ghostface was one of my favorite rappers. Busta was one of my favorite rappers. And then there was that weird lull, like I always tell people, where the mumble rap and all those guys, the Migos and them, took off. And I just wasn't feeling that as much. And then on the back end, I just didn't get back to it. So Pop Smoke, I have listened to his tracks since. I love the music that he was making. And I do agree that hip-hop is in a really weird state in the last year with regards to how many people have died. King Von was another one that I heard about recently. Like, it's just this list of hip-hop artists that, you know, live hip-hop has always kind of had that street lifestyle, that street presentation, and I feel like now that music is so easy to produce, there's not the same hurdles that used to keep some people back. And some of the street people, now that they don't have those hurdles in the way, are just making that music, and then that lifestyle isn't behind them. And the same people that were gunning for them before don't have hurdles either. They know who you are. You're on social media. You're telling everybody what you're doing. You're posting with the stack of bills next to your face.
Oh, we love it. Oh,
And they know that background because they know around the way. They know that corner. Or they've been to that girl's house, right, and they know that mirror there. They know.
Doc, but hold on. Why is Doc pretending? Doc is one of the founding members of Free Agents Media, a beautiful platform for podcasts. I don't know why Doc is on here, Kay. Pretend like when free agents get that first million, we won't be there with the blurred shirts holding the stack of money. Why are we pretending to be something that we're not? We're black. Listen, our whole life.
I don't know. I hope you guys don't do that. No, I hope you guys don't do that because I'm not doing that.
Our whole life, we've worked hard for this. That first $1 million, I'm going to put everything in the stacks. We're 10 of us in the group. Everybody's going to go. Everybody's going to hold 100,000. I'm going to be like this. We made it.
This is not happening for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I definitely am more than happy to have the stack, but I'm one of those people that's going to have the stack locked away.
Yep.
Somewhere. Mm-hmm. Not the bank,
no, they're gonna shoot me first. It's okay, but like every, but isn't it fair? I'll just say this before I let you go again, Kay. Isn't it fair? Like every crew always has to lose like one member. You know what I'm saying? Like Rockefeller,
Rockefellers. Like, everybody. No.
I'm gonna be the one to go sacrifice Wheezy.
Why would you even put that energy in the universe? I take it back.
I'm good.
Knock on wood.
I think this is wood that I'm on.
Free Agents Media, the whole mentality has always been about having open and honest conversations, and whenever judgment comes into play, trying to leave that judgment at the door. And you know, it's just about having fun with it, having fun with the subjects. Like Kanye is one of those subjects that comes up, and you know, people start to shut down sometimes, but it's one of those conversations that people need to have, and that's why that's something that we would discuss ad nauseum. I would discuss it even if I don't want to talk about Kanye, even if Kanye makes me upset down. At the end of the day.
No,
is it Christmas today, guys? Or no, Christmas passed at this point, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm still seeing Christmas bags all over the place. Yeah, I'm a little bit confused. It's like the Christmas that never ends over here. I guess that's a new movie for Pixar. So, okay,
oh my God. Just go and pitch the movie idea. But on some other things, so pretty much I just wanted to go over a few of the albums that, you know, made this year, what it was musically speaking, because I feel like because of COVID, we weren't able to get as much as we would have gotten. So we had D-Smoke, Black Habits, D-Smoke that actually won Rhythm and Flow, the Netflix competition with Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. That was a good album. I feel like he maybe didn't get as much press as he should have gotten, or maybe people didn't listen to it as much. Obviously, Pop Smoke, Meet the Woo. We got A Boogie with a Hoodie, you know, Lil Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, Sugar, obviously, you know, I think it has to be in there because, you know, everybody was bopping to Megan Thee Stallion this year. Party Next Door, Tory Lanez. This one was for you, Weezy, because I just got that loner.
You see, since I met Kay, you know, Doc, you and Lorena, you guys have known me a while. But I always told Kay about it. I said, guys like Drake and Tory, they speak to me. You know, I can relate to the music. I know he's talking about Tory's going through some things. I'm a wolf. What does Tory come out with? The loner. Come on. Oh, I love me some Tory, boy. What a year it's been.
You know, no, it's been an interesting year. We had some DaBaby as well, because, you know, DaBaby had a great year as well. Yeah. That was very, 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 very interesting. I'm going to link social media and music together because we cannot not talk about DJ D-Nice live mix sessions. Yeah. We cannot not talk about it because so many people were actually all linking to his Instagram to actually watch him pretty much just play records all like for hours, and it was beautiful. And you could just put it on your phone or your computer and just do whatever you want to do in the house and just vibe to the music. I think it was beautiful. We can't forget the Versus battles. I think they broke Instagram for a while, because I remember at the beginning it was kind of like it was choppy and it was cutting off after an hour. There were so many battles. Gladys Knight versus Patti LaBelle, Erykah Badu versus Jill Scott, Brandy versus Monica. That infamous Babyface versus Teddy Riley, that one was funny. T-Pain versus Lil Jon. And even for the people that love gospel music, they had Fred Hammond versus Kirk Franklin. Actually, I wanted to ask you guys, which one of the battles, out of all the ones that we've seen so far, which one was your favorite?
Erykah Badu and Jill Scott. I love all the hip-hop ones, don't get me wrong. Fabulous, Jada. The Kiss, like, I respect all of them, the OGs and all that stuff, but when it came to just a vibe and an energy, and it was the first verses where I felt like it wasn't necessarily, it wasn't a versus in the same sense that it was a celebration.
No, I don't like celebration.
One that was like,
I want verses. Yeah, but I don't want salvation. And can in 2021, can we find a substitute for all the clapping things? I know for all you sage burners out there, for all you feastmen. Can we get a new? Because some people be doing it. I'm like, I'm not sure you really know what's going on. Can we, Lorena, you're a soul sister. Can we get a new clapping sound? Can we just clap our hands or something?
Okay, wait. I'm gonna admit something to you guys. I can't actually snap my finger.
Yo, Tracy.
I love that.
Thank you. That was perfect.
Lorena can't snap her fingers. Okay. This is on YouTube as well. Can you snap? Are you snapless?
You have no bones
in your fingers?
Snapless. There's no sound. How's there no sound?
But you know what's
good? I don't know.
You know what's great about that? It's that her hands are so soft and smooth that she, like.
It's like, you know what I mean?
For anybody who's ever wondered what high school Brian went through, he just showed evidence that he went to Wager, some of the smoothest operators. Everybody looks at Brian, oh my gosh, such a nice guy. He's so smart. But nobody knows. He had a little dog in him. He went to Wager.
My
face is red like Rudolph.
Weezy, what's your favorite bottle of
Come
the
on.
Year?
I'm ashamed by you black people. Ain't nobody said Beanie Man and Bounty Killer.
Oh. Okay.
Listen, me and my girl connected over that Versus. We had a good time over that joint. Locked in the basement during the early years of pandemic. It was great. I'll never forget it. When I think of the Battle of Mars, I don't think about my partners. It was a great thing.
That's nice. What about you, Lorena?
I'm all about R&B, so my favorite one is Jonte Austin with Neo. That one was amazing. I think that one was a classic for me.
Yeah, that was a great one. I have to go with Brian and say Erykah Badu versus Jill Scott. I mean, if you know me, you know Erykah Badu and Jill Scott are up there for me. So it was just beautiful to watch. The energy was great. I was just like, this is legend. What I'm seeing is legendary. I was loving it. I do hope that they keep doing things of that nature in 2021. I don't know if they're going to change the platform or change the way things are being done, but I think it's important that we keep celebrating, music. And I think it's sad that we had to wait for a whole like pandemic to start doing things like that. But you know, at least it showed us what we could do with social media, because I don't think that we've explored social media as much as this year. Another thing that was happening on social media, Tory Lanez turned to Instagram and had the amazing quarantine radio. He was just screaming quarantine, 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 quarantine every day almost. Almost 300K viewers at once. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You know, so it was actually like, people were actually on there dancing, twerking, doing whatever, putting their Cash App, you know. I don't know if they received money. I'm pretty sure they did.
They did way more than that.
No, they did a lot of things. Listen, we're on the radio. I'm not trying to, you know what I mean?
No, it's okay. But it's Wednesday. We'll push a little bit. Tory Lanez is great because for you and Lorena, I want to ask you guys here. Did you guys ever think a short guy that doesn't have no basketball game, that has receding hairline, he's about 4 feet tall. Did you ever think, and I love Tory. Tory's my guy. But did you guys ever think that Tory Lanez will galvanize all these girls? Is it just the status? Is it the rapper title? You never thought. When I thought about Tory Lanez doing a quarantine raid, I'm like, okay, you know, me some shakes because he's a rapper and stuff like that. But when I saw what the ladies were doing on there, were you guys shocked that he was able to garner such attention from such IG vixens?
Nah, I just think that once you have a platform that, like, the way he had a platform, people would just come to you, especially if they know that. I mean, Cash App is just right there. You could just put it there and be like, oh, this is what I do. Send me some money.
Yeah.
We see how much OnlyFans is making people money. People are buying houses out of OnlyFans. You know what I mean? So, obviously, this was going to happen. And he has the status. So celebrities were actually in the chat, meaning that maybe a girl was going to be noticed to be a vixen in whatever video. You never know. Yeah. So
Tory Lanez is like the modern day little X in this game. Trust me. I'm down with Tory. Listen, that interview is going to be one of our best interviews in our lives. When we do the Tory Lanez, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be hoes everywhere.
Other live things that happen, I think it's important that we give a shout out to all the creators in Montreal. A lot of creators in Montreal in the city were actually going live. There was Shoot Ton Shot by D'Amour et de Sex. There was Grown Up Ish, Quarantine Chronicles that I did with Nikki, C'est Quoi les Bails with Renzo. There's a lot of other podcasters that took it to social media to do sporadic lives and things of that nature. So I shout out to all the people in Montreal that, you know, made sure that they were still creating content during this difficult times. I think it was important to mention it. Some other social media things that people hated, they switched the Instagram layout and people hated it. I still hate it.
I hate it.
Yep.
It is disgusting. So I feel like a lot of people turn to Twitter. And the second I turn to Twitter, there is Clubhouse. So Clubhouse, for the people that don't know, is a new, well, I guess new-ish app that is an app that is basically just relying on your voice. So you can just socialize with anybody that you want. You can create whole conversations, conferences, anything. All you need is an invite and you could just make it happen there. And it's actually a buzz right now in the Silicon Valley because they are noticing the value in these kind of apps. So actually Twitter is launching, is starting to launch Spaces, which is pretty much the same concept but on Twitter. So we'll see what will happen because we see that Twitter actually launched the stories as well. I feel like all the apps are merging into one.
You guys, well, they're not doing it fast enough. Are you guys all on Clubhouse? Like, we can't keep downloading more apps. I'm running out of space on my iPhone.
I am on Clubhouse.
Okay.
I am on Clubhouse.
We need to decide. I know I'm not the only one. We need to decide on one platform for all our stuff. Can I get one place to get my stuff? Okay, well, I can't download all. Are you guys all on Clubhouse?
I'm on Clubhouse.
I got my invite.
It's one of the best places. No, if you got your invite, just go and create your account. The thing is, for networking opportunities is great because you don't have to write a caption. You don't have to make a video. It's literally just you and your voice and what you're able to say. If you can sell yourself, if you can sell a product, if you have things that you want to say, it is a perfect space for you to go and network. And Clubhouse was the place where I had the most fun. Even though Twitter is fun, Clubhouse was the place where I had the most fun when it comes to December 21st, which is my last one for this little recap that I'm doing of the year. December 21st, superpowers. So December 21st was actually the day of the Great Conjunction. So pretty much Jupiter and Saturn were colliding in the sky, which was looking like a big bright star. And pretty much there's this girl that tweeted a couple days before that. She tweeted, "As Black people, genetically, we are stronger and smarter than everyone else. We are more creative. And on December 21st, our real DNA will be unlocked and majority will be able to do things that we thought were fiction." So pretty much everybody started saying, okay, we're going to get superpowers and the memes are fusing. But on Clubhouse, you don't get the memes. You get the people talking shit about it. And it was beautiful. It was just rooms and rooms of Black people talking about what superpowers are you waking up with tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So now I'm asking you, what superpowers do you want? Now that, you know, December 21st has passed, what did you unlock? I want to know.
In my ideal superpower?
Yeah.
Teleportation. I've always said teleportation. If I could just snap and be in from A to B, I would do that instantly. No questions asked.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with flying.
Okay. That's a good one. That's always a good one.
Well, I'm about to go with being invisible. I have a little bit of a voyeur in me. I'm going to go a little invisible. But
I feel like that's a little creepy.
It is.
Well, hold on. It's only creepy because within you, you might have a little bit of creepiness, Lorena. Why would you assume I'm going to do creepy shit? See, there's always this negative connotation around me.
You said you have a little voyeurism.
I have a little voyeurism in me, but I could want to watch the birds. I could maybe want to go to the museum after closing hours. Have you seen the lines for the Louvre? I'll get Brian to teleport me. Lorena will fly me to the top, and I'll drop down to the Louvre, and that's how you do things. Invisible. Okay. You guys are just scared because I'm going to come to your house, and I'll find out what you guys really say about
me. I said I wanted telekinesis. I want to be pretty much Jean Grey. Why? Pretty much what she has.
You're not like that.
I want this because she can read your mind. She can make you fly. She could fly. She could destroy things. She could do anything. It's great. That's what I want.
Why do you want telekinesis? Why do you want to know what people are thinking?
Because telekinesis is dope. You can know what people are thinking, meaning that
but
if there's
the fun out of it.
No, it's great. Can you imagine the amount of money that you can make knowing certain moves that people are going to make?
You just want a cheat code.
We had that movie. Taraji P. Henson came out with Men Want, and that movie, she went half crazy with that damn thing.
Not want to come into my mind. I can tell you right now. It's a sea of madness. It's like Inception gone dark. You don't want to go into this. But Kay, before you end up your segment here, what are the kind of, I want to sell this Clubhouse thing because everybody's, all the little young creative girls are really excited about Clubhouse. What are some of the conversations going on in these rooms? Are all the Black conversations smart in these Clubhouse rooms?
Obviously, there's always the conversations that are a bit lighter. You know, a lot of people are just creating rooms where it's like for newcomers just to come and chill. It's the vibes room where you just go and you kind of with people that are not necessarily in a specific industry, but you have a lot of conversation on the music industry. There's a lot of artists actually that are on Clubhouse. Joe Budden is in the same room pretty much every day discussing. I think there's one discussing relationships. There's a lot of room discussing growing your business. There's a lot of rooms for, actually, I've seen a lot of things related to tech. The tech industry. There's rooms for people that are trying to learn French. Okay. There's room based on countries. There's room UK versus US in terms of accents. There is, for business opportunities though, I think it is beautiful for creatives, because I've seen all the creatives possible in different fields creating rooms and be like, let's link up. So I've seen producers play beats to one another, okay, and be like, okay, you know what, add me on Instagram, we're gonna link up and work. So I think it's beautiful, and it's a way for you to put yourself out there. And if you have a brand and you're on other platforms, come and advertise it on Clubhouse if you have an iOS device, pretty much.
All right.
Listen, so pretty much this was my little wrap-up for 2020. It's not as, you know, passionate. It's not as interesting as 2019 because obviously we weren't under quarantine, but I think it was still a pretty good year, though.
Well, listen, let's play some of the hottest jams from 2020. And when we come back, we got Lorena. She's famous for her community updates on the Morning Detour, but also she has a beautiful nonprofit called The Crown Project. Always giving back, Lorena, coming off a beautiful winter. Was it giveaway? We did that too.
No, it's a winter drive. It's called hashtag Feel Like.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, well, when we come back from this beautiful commercial, Lorena's going to talk to us about 2020, Black Woman Who Made History in 2020. Boy, this list is going to be beautiful. An upside to the wonderful year, well, horrible year that we had this year.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
One of the crazier stories we've heard of, guys.
I know.
As it's unfolding, it's like...
Fuck Tory Lane, okay? Now I'm from Houston.
The whole night unfolded on social media.
You are the alleged shooter of Megan Thee Stallion.
Instagram, in the pool with Kylie Jenner.
Is she backtracking with what she said originally? It's, you know, maybe that's why they don't have a report.
Donkey today.
Sounds like she was trying to take up a Tory, and it's more to the story.
Tory Lane not allowed in a lot of places. She's going to get... Yeah.
Donkey of the day for Friday, August 21st, goes to Daystar Peterson.
So they got pulled over, and she had been shot already. Great.
Well, look, though. He's looking at the police, and then...
You a sucker. He's a king sucker. We he's the biggest sucker in the
industry. Cass is looking for you, dog.
Because the police came out saying, we didn't even know she was shot.
That's who I believe. Man, the best thing for Tory Lanez is, for real, he needs to just be gone.
Done with this. You gotta know the truth.
I'm still thinking about you and me. How you gonna lie my birthday with all your jewelry to try to make some fool of me? But I love you hard, so I'm gonna cool it be. Cause I was cooling right with Cupid B. That wasn't stupid me. Somehow I'm still down to renegotiate the unity. My heart is some foolery, just confusing me. I'm going through these phases, but I gotta stack that paper. And the real estate is hating. Took me off that application, but when they took that from me, they really took that from my baby. What the fuck I'm finna say to his old lady? What the fuck I mean? My son don't need a house, my baby mama don't need safety. And even though I got the payment, the real estate still hating cause he watching me all on the news. But I ain't charged with no cases. He say the owner say my case is looking crazy. How the f*** that even make sense? New times turn to past tense. All I want is straight cash. Say I lack sense, star player, hearing lies coming from the back bench. Killer be killed, that's the reason I don't have friends. Lying on the cruddy, saying I'm deported. Oh, now I'm 5'3", saying I'm a shorty. But 5'7", money on me sidestepping. And if I stand on my wallet, you can see my thighs in heaven. One umbrella gang, and when we come back, don't you try repping. Before I let these breathe, I gotta teach a couple lessons. Gotta see a couple questions. How the get shot in your foot, don't hit no bones in tennis. How team is trying to pay me at some whole menace. I just lost like $10 million because it's cold business. But I got like 10 million followers that's gonna roll with me. Fans that support me because they know my heart. So I don't give a dirty no jigger. I was taught to beat the block. Eeny, meeny, miny in these streets. And so my need a cop. Y'all can play me, y'all can frame me, but I'ma reach the top. I would never put you in no danger. And if I did, you would have said it when you seen the cops. Hey, let me get these bands and they coming at the floor. Ay, hit the fan when I'm pulling out of the door. I would never fall, I would. Money over fallouts, my Cesarini bands when I pull up to the coast. Better have my bands when I pull up to the door. Can't believe I done put up in a ghost. And I don't ever wanna y'all no more, G. I got keep umbrellas for the days it can storm me. I put a Henny for my before me. My outfit fly, you gotta see it, I buy the floor seats. She tatted me all on her face cause she adore me. They talking petty about me but they looking corny. I had to fight for my was sworn in, and God bless me when I wake up every morning.
Bro, we be having to act like housekeepers in America. The most influential, strongest black voices have to act like housekeepers. And what I mean by that is, and I love housekeepers, right? But a housekeeper, if one housekeeper speaks up, they're gonna say, shut up, you're gonna get us all fired. That's our position. We were brought over here in servitude to this country. So as soon as we start to make any moves, if it's not the way that we were told, the way that we were bought, the way we, then you crazy.
Why?
Yes. Yes. Why? Again and again, again and again. Yeah. Yo. Chose my jam, this you for a chain, and give it to a sweet one, call that Maya Jama. Giving out gifts like Santa, sipping on Santa. Used to do leaning, wop. Closet full up with designer, coming like Panda Panda. Yeah, gal just came to the booth and asked for a wheel. She never heard drill in Atlanta. Arabic ting told me that I look like Yusuf, look like Hamza. Habibti, please, Anna Akid, Intiwana Akhla. Whip hop skull in Gaza, but not that Gaza, but still it's a Maza. Niggas want peace like a Saba, but we let bridge them burn like Graba. Boy. Four in the clears and one in the heady. Hand don't shake, man, hold that steady. You man love pose with a ting for the picture. You man should have bust that ting already. You man love hezzy, hezzy. Yeah, can't back chat to the prezi. You know when the beef just tastes like veggie. Gal go wrist for the mani petty. CC bag look nice, but the Birkin bag look way more heavy. That's just a big gal ting, man, you get me. Rainy just turned mummy, and that's my sis, so I just turned up T. Fan mail came to the crib from a youth that loves me, I swear that touched me. I never even drive no whips I own, so they all look way too dusty. If me and Gallus go St. Michael, the gal come way too fussy, crushy. Man said they would do this and that, but the man weren't really that wazzy, was he? Nah, the man weren't ready that what? 1942 hits my system, man, get way too frosty, buzzy. Girls from the past that lost me, love me, same ones there that crossed me, cuss me. Everything come full circle, word to the boss above me. Slow stroking, cause the Bamski way too big, my gal don't rush me. Boy, don't make me have to rise my rifle. Man, try send some young boys for me, don't make me have to ride by high school. Shit, you man been dropping lately, don't make me have to fly my iTunes. So much people buy into my hype, don't make me have to buy my hype too. Dealt with a big homie already, don't make me have to side by side you. Enough times he tried to hide behind you. Amnesia, but when I remind you, I'm touching road and I can't find you. Word to the M.O.B. I'm tied to, I'm giving up when I decide to. Jeez.
So how we hit leggies? So how much price did the gang got many? Did I ever have to rise that dots? It was just under my bed and ready. Bro chinning up a up boy, I swear he got chinned already. That next one for you was boss, then he got shot. Nathan Tete. Put his bed beat on Henny. My next one from Yard Love Reggae. We ditching our store in telly, then we in France with an ultra zeggy. She look sexy, sipping on Henny. My pro's good, I'm a pasta penny. She give Henny, my tracksuit, Louis now covered in Fenty. Just put a light in the cling and the store didn't stop it, smelling like petty. Put a dark and a blue, then we put it in a red, put a telly. Them pants was M-way, I mean M-way, T-House, M-way. Now it's Penty, uptown Penty. Bentley, range them Bentley. Have you ever had your pockets empty? But still find a bread to afford a Trenton. 6 liters flying through Epson, I've seen life from both perspectives. That spot so far up Sutton Road got no connection. I done run through so much Scottish notes, couldn't care about no recession. Still get a one joke call from Boogie. Judge gave me 20 years straight, it moved me. CPS murder in a dot like Rupert. Caught a little bro when I done him so ruthless. Got his cutie. She half Cuban. Probably why she like playing with a Cuban. Said she like chilling with the Ooters. Booters, eating up time, all suited. Booted, booted, booted. They wasn't worse when the jeans were bootleg. Putting that work, we had ever been spoofing. Coming from the jungle, you know where the zoo is. 4-4 or the 3-2, all on bells as a toothpick. No rap cat, we just speak what the truth is. Lord forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Shotgun, open the hatch up, what doing? Still in fucker, how it feels to be losing. They thought it was permanent, found it amusing. Now they strip on me like I'm canoeing. Time just flying. I'm just trying to see this life thing to my juvies, juvies. So the beef is frying.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey y'all, this is Lorena from The Morning Detour and The Crown Project. So I am bringing you a Black woman who made history in 2020. So these are a few women that I found that made a difference this year, even though this year has been full of ups and downs and seems like more downs. Black women still made history throughout the year from beginning to end. So first, I'm gonna start with someone who it's obvious, we all know, Kamala Harris. So
okay.
She is the United States' first woman vice president and the first Black South Asian woman vice president in US history. So we all see in the presidential campaign, she was with President-elect Joe Biden for the Democratic Party, and they will be sworn in on January 20th, 2021. So that's the first one. And then moving to Canadian politics, we have Marcy Ian. I don't know if any of you guys pay attention to Canadian politics.
Oh, yes, we
do. Or know who Marcy Ian is.
Well, they got my name okay. in there, so.
So.
Yeah, true. Oh, I might as well pay attention. They don't
So she is a TV anchor. So a lot of people